Italy's president is trying to calm markets as the country's benchmark bond yields jumped above 7.5%. Christopher Wells reports.
Italian borrowing costs have soared to fresh record highs, raising the prospect of the country needing financial assistance to pay its debts. President Giorgio Napolitano gave assurances that Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi would honor his pledge to step down after Parliament approved reforms geared to placate markets. He would then waste no time in either appointing a new government or calling new elections.
We need decisions quickly to give a new sense of responsibility and cohesion of the nation. Italy must now act to escape a very dangerous situation.
Napolitano appointed former European Commissioner Mario Monti as a senator for life, a move which many interpreted as a sign he would ask Monti to try to form a government of technocrats as soon as Berlusconi goes. Despite these assurances, European markets continued to slide. British Prime Minister David Cameron insists it's because Italy has not yet demonstrated it can get on top of its debts.
If you don't have credibility about your plans to deal with your debts and deal with your deficits, whether you like the markets or not, they won't lend you any money.
The European Commission has called on Italy to adopt more steps to ensure that its promise to balance its budget by 2013 will be achieved. I'm Christopher Wells.